This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further in 1 Timothy with one mediator, I do not permit a woman to teach, on bishops, on deacons, and mystery of godliness. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
May we see you.
A reading from 1 John chapter 1. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord,
blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Please rise. You shall have no other gods. Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine
Please turn to the Small Catechism in the Lutheran Service Book, page 326.
Page 326. What is confession?
Confession. Confession has two parts. First, that we confess our sins, and second, that we receive absolution, that is, forgiveness from the past to the present from God Himself, not doubting, but firmly believing that by it our sins are forgiven before God.
What sins should we confess?
Before God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we begin a homiletical series which will deal with the subject broadly known as confession. This first Tuesday will focus on confession of sin to God and forgiveness from the Lord. Next Tuesday, the homily will especially be concerned with confession before the pastor and absolution from him. And the third Tuesday's homily will mainly be about church discipline. Confession of sin to God is a theme throughout Scripture. God's Word tells us that we are to use the words of the Catechism to plead guilty of all transgressions before the Lord, even those of which we do not know. In addition, we are to do this confessing with sincerity. God's Word brings about sincere confession. Yet such confession can be difficult. We can easily, automatically say, "Oh yes, I am a sinner," without really thinking about what those words mean. Or we can acknowledge that our transgressions are there. We do this in a general way without recalling how we specifically have violated God's holy will and how ugly and hideous those trespasses have been. Or we are perfectly willing to admit some particular sins, but others which are so deep, so secret, so shameful, we do not want to mention to the Lord. Sincere confession means a full emptying out of our transgressions before God, holding nothing back by way of laying out our sins before the Almighty. It means not intentionally forgetting about some of our trespasses or rationalizing them away. With sincere confession, there is the recognition that our sins are an offense to God, that we deserve nothing but God's everlasting punishment and damnation in hell, and that we can do absolutely nothing to save ourselves. We must eradicate any thinking in the back of our mind, "Well, I'm really not so bad," or "I can present just a little bit of merit before the Lord." No, this is the holy God who demands total perfection, who sees everything, from whom nothing is hid. Left to ourselves, We are utterly lost and condemned creatures. We must have the same attitude as that of the tax collector, who would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but striking his breast said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We can hide nothing from God. But as John writes, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. And the truth, God's word, is not in us. More than that, we make God a liar. That is the way of the wicked, unbelieving world. The corrupt world makes light of sin, laughs at sin, explains away sin, exalts in sin, takes pride in sin, sees sin as a matter of rights and personal choice. The world does anything but admit, this is wrong, this is sin. With this stance, the world is saying that God's word is false and that God has not spoken the truth. Sincere confession also means being genuinely sorry for our transgressions, recalling all of our trespasses with our thoughts, words, and actions and lack of action. We are contrite before the Lord. Each one of us cries out, God, forgive me. Of course, the good news is that God does forgive us. He forgives us because of His grace, His undeserved kindness, His unmerited favor. He forgives us because of His mercy, His tender pity and compassion. God forgives us because of His love, His amazing agape love toward us creatures filthy with sin. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. Sincere, true confession includes faith in Jesus Christ. Only God could rescue us from the hellish pit of sin, and He did so by becoming one of us. But this God-man was without sin. Jesus Christ is our substitute, lived for each one of us a holy life. As our substitute, bearing our sin, He paid the full penalty for our transgressions with His holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death. Further, faith looks beyond the cross to the empty tomb, which is the proof that Jesus Christ is indeed our Savior. John writes, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful to His word, in which He promises to forgive us for Jesus' sake. In addition, the holy, righteous, just God, in forgiving us, is and remains just. God's justice demanded perfect obedience. Christ's holy life meets that demand. Christ's full atoning life is our satisfaction before God. God's justice demanded payment for sin. Christ's ransoming us and all people fulfills that demand. Through faith in Jesus, we are covered with the righteousness which Christ acquired for and made available to all people with His life, death, and resurrection. So we have forgiveness from God for Jesus' sake. Forgiveness means that God does not hold our sin against us. As Paul writes in Romans, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Another way of saying this is that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Because Christ shed his atoning blood for the world, and that blood is applied to us spiritually through faith, we who are dirty with sin are clean in God's sight. We have been, to use the words of Peter in his first epistle, been sprinkled spiritually with the blood of Christ. The amazing fact is that we actually really receive the precious blood of the Savior in the Blessed Supper for the tangible forgiveness of our sins. John does not write that Christ's blood cleanses us from most of our sins, or 90% of them. The apostle states that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. In sincere confession, we pour out all our trespasses to God. God's forgiveness means pardon for every single one of our transgressions. We have no doubt or uncertainty about this, because God was on the cross. Full atonement has been rendered for our iniquity. With God, nothing is impossible. So we exalt not in sin, as does the wicked world. Rather, we rejoice in the gospel truth that Christ's blood washes away the totality of our guilt, no matter how many, great, and terrible our trespasses have been. Thus, with sincere confession, we have sorrow and grief, but we also have tremendous joy because of Jesus our Savior. In his name, amen.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our hearts and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, whose grace always precedes and follows us, help us to forsake all trust in earthly gain and to find in you our heavenly treasure. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.